Dragons Alive celebrates life and wellness through the ancient sport of dragon boating. The Dragons Alive team is made up of multiple crews, including breast cancer survivors, friends and family, and community members who support and respect its mission. Last night, I spent the better part of my Sunday evening looking at finding out what dragon boating was. I will just cut to the chase and say, it's really cool. So we'll stick with that. Feed the Dragon, the second annual Dragon Festival, to be held this Saturday, July 18th from 8 to 3 at the Mohawk Valley Marine in Applause, New York. This year's event is going to support the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York and help promote fitness and the sport of dragon boating in our region. To find out more, we welcome Louisa Matthew, who is professor at Union College, founding member of Dragons Alive, and festival coordinator. Louisa, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Joe.
Very nice to have you. Also, we welcome Robert Baker, who is manager of farm projects and food drives for the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Here. Always
great
good
to be here.
Have folks from the food bank with us. And Florence Linz is a member of Dragons Alive and Dragon Boat Festival team recruiter. So she's the one who cracks the whip and gets everybody getting on board with this.
Trying to. Good morning.
Absolutely. Good morning. Thank you very much for being here. It's very nice to have you with us. Let us begin with you, Louisa, as to how this whole thing came to be, of how you became aware of dragon boating and then said, oh, this is something that we can do in our community.
Well, my daughter joined a big team up in Burlington, Vermont, and I thought, what fun. And we thought, well, all we need is water. And since I work at Union College, it was close enough. And a bunch of us got together and decided to try it. And it worked. And it's work. We're building a team. We have about 32 members, and we encourage people to come and try it and see if they want to join the team. And there are festivals every weekend all during the season all over the United States and Canada. And we thought, let's start a festival and see if we can raise some money for a worthy cause and also promote the sport and promote fitness. And so we just jumped in 2 years ago.
And so for those of the audience who do not know what a dragon boat is, just tell us what requirements you have to have indeed a dragon boat.
A dragon boat is a 40-foot-long racing shell that has 10 seats, so you have two paddlers on each seat. And we paddle, we don't row, so we're facing forward. We don't require any experience. It's phenomenal fitness. It's a whole-body exercise. But anyone can come and try it as long as they're 18 or over. And you start at the beginning and you learn how to paddle. And it's both an individual challenge in terms of learning the technique of paddling, but it's also a wonderful team exercise because the team that paddles in sync, perfectly together, will beat a team that is physically stronger.
How many teams will be a part of?
We think there'll be about 13 or 14, but virtually all of these people are going to be people who've never set foot in a dragon boat before.
Okay. So let me talk to the recruiter. Florence Linz, I mentioned, is a member of Dragons Alive and the Dragon Boat Festival team recruiter. So in recruiting teams, you have to find the people, and then I assume you also have to find the boat, right?
Oh, so now we've hired a company out of Montreal who's called 22 Dragons. And believe it or not, they're in a niche business of organizing dragon boat festivals that exist.
Oh, good.
And they're actually they're doing very well. And so they come down with the boats, they come down with all the PFDs and all the paddles, and above all, the coaches, world-class coaches. So you're really going to learn from the best. And they run the technical side of the festival, and we run all the logistics of the festival.
PFD is what?
Personal floating device. So
oh,
just
oh,
a jacket.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So right. Okay.
We usually call them PDFs.
Right. Life jackets.
Life jackets.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Do you have a
yeah,
prop?
I just brought my paddle.
I love props for radio.
To show you.
Okay. This is a paddle that you would use for a Typhoon 8, by the way, which is.
That's a fancy paddle.
Much better than the Typhoon 7.
You've done your research.
Yeah. So this is a maybe about 4 feet long, right? And is a fairly wide on the bottom paddle. Mm-hmm. Very light. Extremely light.
This one is particularly light. They make them in different materials.
Yes.
So what you want is a paddle that is the right height for you, between 46 inches or 48, depending on the people, even 49 when you're taller. You probably would want a 49.
Yeah.
And you paddle against the gunwale of the boat, your body as far out as possible from the shell.
Okay.
And you want to square your paddle at a square angle to the boat. And you really want to use your leg, your core, in the paddle movement.
This is a very very cool paddle. And is this yours personally?
Yeah, it's my own.
Very, very good. And you only need one.
Yes, you do.
Some That's people great. Have more than one, though. When you really get into this, you start wanting more paddles.
For different
right, different
situations,
exactly.
Situations and places in the canoe and that kind of thing.
In the boat, yeah. Depending on whether you're in the front, in the middle, in the back, you may want different lengths. But that's getting very technical, and that's when you're really completely hooked to the sport, which Louisa and I are.
We just got back from Dragon Boat Training Camp in Nova Scotia. So we are completely hooked.
So you're ready to go
for
this event.
Yes. Indeed.
As I mentioned, one of the things, the event, obviously, it promotes fitness. It promotes the sport of dragon boating. And this is the cool aspect, is helping the food banks,
exactly.
The regional food bank. How did that become a part of the equation?
When we started planning the festival 2 years ago, we wanted to find a charity that lots of people knew about that really served the entire region. That was timely. There had been a lot in the news about problems with food accessibility. And we knew that the region really respected this charity. So we thought, let's get together with them. And they were very receptive. We went marching in the offices and said, you don't know what a dragon boat is, but how about if we have a festival? And they were great.
Bob, were you a part of that meeting?
I don't know that I was part of the original meeting, but I was involved shortly after.
Robert Baker is manager of farm projects and food drives for the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York. So how are you all getting involved in this?
So we're having a great time. We're having lots of fun. Last year, our executive director, Mark Quant, and myself got to row. So that was really
paddle,
see, they're correcting me here. We got
if you
the
had
paddle
before they went to camp, they right. would have said, they would have let us slap, but no.
I should know. I've done it one
yes,
year, right?
Yes.
So, but anyway, we got put into a boat, and had the opportunity to have that experience of the dragon boat race. And I have to say, it's very, very exhilarating to get into that boat. Yep.
From the time you get into the boat to the time you finish, about how long is that?
It depends on the length of the race. These are short sprints. They're 200 meters. When you first go out at the beginning of the day, you're going to have 50 minutes of instruction with the professional coach. Then you have your first race heat, and the race itself only takes a minute.
Okay.
But and then there are two more heats after that.
So it's getting to that point and learning and,
exactly.
and figuring out.
Exactly.
So how much of this is a team sport? I mean, meaning I understand, and you've been very inclusive and no experience, and anybody can do it, and that's wonderful. It's great. But, is there somebody that can screw up your chances, or how does that work?
When you're actually out there
yeah.
racing? Well, what you try to do is you try to paddle together. And beginners, for beginners, that's really the only lesson is look at the people around you, try to paddle in time and get that paddle in the water. And that's really all you need to know.
So there is a choreography to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Very
okay.
much so. Very
so
much
when you
so.
Look at it, everyone should be in the same rhythm.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
So the difference between rowing and paddling, why is that an important distinction to make?
Because rowing, you're facing backwards. And you're also, in a sense, you have things to paddle against. Your legs are propped. You are, you've got the paddles are locked in place. Whereas with paddling, you're facing forward. And you really have to work
oars.
Your body.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oars.
And they use oars. We use paddles. You're facing forward. Your body doesn't have as many things to hold on to. So there's much more coordination. Not much more. The rowers would kill me. There's more coordination involved, and it takes a little more training to figure out the technique of dragon boat paddling.
When the history, as we said, this obviously has been around for a long, long time. What do we know about the history of it, this ancient sport?
It evolved thousands of years ago, and they're not really sure. But they think that the dragon is a benevolent spirit in ancient China, and they think that it evolved probably as part of agricultural festivals to thank the dragon for or ask the dragon for rain. But nobody's really sure. And these boats were much bigger; they had as many as 60 men paddling in them. It became a sport, an organized sport, probably in the 20th century. And it's all over the world now.
When you think about this, just the mechanics of it, of collecting the money that ultimately goes to the food bank. So how does that work? How does that happen?
Each team provides a donation, a flat fee, and then out of the net proceeds, the majority goes to the food bank, and then a smaller amount goes to us to promote the sport.
Right, and to keep up with the mechanics and have the people.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And you know, Joe, there is room, even though we do this team by team, we have some spaces in a few of the teams. So if there are listeners out there who want to come and try it, and they're willing to make a donation of $100 a person, we can put them on a team.
And get them in a boat.
And get them in a boat.
And get them in a boat on Saturday.
They just have to contact me.
All right. Well, we'll give that information at the end here as we wrap up. How are things at the food bank?
Well, things are busy. Yeah, it's a
busy time.
Busy time of the year, yeah. We have summer feeding programs, and they take over for a lot of the schools that aren't open, right, during the summer.
Right.
So we have summer feeding programs, lunches and breakfast. And then also this year, due to the great need, we've continued our backpack program in some of the schools because we saw the need that was there. So we've normally that's just again a program during the school year, but since the great need is there, the backpack program is taking place in some of our schools.
The backpack program is typically a program that because there are meals available to children Monday through Friday, the backpack is a pack filled with food that allows the child to have food over the weekend.
Correct. Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
And also necessary. A point I want to make every time you all are on the radio is just how big your service area is. Your area, it's very similar to ours, actually, is a huge area. But just give us an idea of how large it is.
Okay, so we'll start out smaller and work bigger.
Sure.
So the smaller number would be 23 counties in the state.
There are 64 in New York State, so okay. 23, so just
right.
Figure so that out.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you the other number. The other number is we cover 40% of the state. So as far as a landmass goes, we cover 40% of the state.
Wow.
As our territory.
And it's a big state. So
correct.
Almost half. It's and it's an amazing organization. You work with food pantries throughout throughout your area in those counties.
Right, over 1,000.
And work with them to get to the food that they need to give to people who
correct.
Are in need.
Correct.
And obviously money is always an issue, which is why things like this certainly don't hurt.
Right. We have many of fundraising events right throughout the year, and we're just grateful that people continue to partner with us.
Yep. That's great. So as far as the dragon, how did the Dragons Alive name? That's a cool name.
Well, we started out, most of the board members originally came from a breast cancer survivor team. And there are a lot of those because, well, it's a long story, but doctors discovered in the 1970s that oncologists were telling breast cancer survivors not to get any upper body exercise. And these doctors thought this was the wrong kind of advice. They did a number of studies, and they used dragon boat paddling as their database. And so there's been an association traditionally in North America between breast cancer survivors and dragon boating. So these women came over and decided to found a new team, but there's always been this association, particular association. But it's co-ed. We have men and women on our team.
And a co-ed within the boat, right?
Yes. Yep. Yes, definitely.
That is cool.
Yes.
That's very, very, very cool. You can find out more information about this event. It's Feed the Dragon, the second annual Dragon Festival to be held this Saturday, July 18th at 8-3 at Mohawk Valley Marine in Applause, New York. You can find out more by going to dragonsalive.org and how you can even get yourself into a boat. Dragonsalive.org to find out more. I want to thank Louisa Matthew and Robert Baker and Florence Linz. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and congratulations on the great work you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.